Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Walk and Talk, the podcast from Fluency TV that helps you to practice listening and speaking in English. I'm Scott Lowe, and I'm super excited about today's episode because we're going to talk about one of my favorite things in the world, movies. Who doesn't love watching a good movie, right? So, we are going to listen to a brief conversation between two English speakers, then we'll practice some important words and phrases together. But first, just a couple reminders. This is your chance to speak up and practice your pronunciation. So, at times, I will ask you to repeat something or answer a question. Just remember that it's your turn to speak out loud whenever you hear this sound. And without further ado, let's listen to the dialogue.
Hey, Mark. Did you go to the movies last night?
Yes, I went with my girlfriend.
Cool. How was it?
It was great.
Oh, yeah? How was the movie?
It was really good. I wasn't bored for 1 minute.
That's nice. What was the movie about?
It was an action movie. Really good.
Did you understand everything? If not, that's okay. Let's hear it once more.
Hey, Mark. Did you go to the movies last night?
Yes, I went with my girlfriend.
Cool. How was it?
It was great.
Oh, yeah? How was the movie?
It was really good. I wasn't bored for 1 minute.
That's nice. What was the movie about?
It was an action movie. Really good.
Now, let's look at this conversation one piece at a time. It sounds like this conversation is between two friends, and one friend is asking the other about his experience going to the movie theater. So, the first thing we hear is a quick greeting. Hey, Mark. Hey is just like the words hello or hi. It's a friendly way to greet someone. When I talk to my close friends, for example, I usually say hey, because it sounds less formal than hello. So let's practice. Hey, Mark. Nice. And if you were greeting me, you would say... That's right. Hey, Scott. Next, the person asks Mark a question. He says, did you go to the movies last night? Let's repeat that one piece at a time. Did you go to the movies last night? Did you go to the movies last night? Okay. So, if you're a little bit confused about this question, don't worry. Let me explain. The movies is another name for the movie theater, the cinema, the place you go to watch new movies and eat expensive popcorn and snacks. Let's practice saying those different names. Cinema. Cinema. Movie theater. Movie theater. The movies. The movies. Excellent. Just remember, they all mean the same thing, so you can use whichever name you prefer. Now, let's repeat that entire first line again. Hey, Mark. Did you go to the movies last night? Once more. Hey, Mark, did you go to the movies last night? So, do you know what he means by last night? That is how we refer to yesterday evening, last night. Say it one more time. Okay, pretty easy, right? But check this out. If we are asking about yesterday morning or yesterday afternoon, we do not say last morning or last afternoon. No, that would sound super strange. So let's just practice those real quick. Yesterday morning. Yesterday morning. Yesterday afternoon. Yesterday afternoon. Last night. Last night. Excellent job. And so, how does Mark respond? Yes, I went with my girlfriend. Now you say it. Great. So, it looks like Mark did indeed go to the movies last night, and he went with his girlfriend. I think you already know what the word girlfriend means, right? A romantic partner who is a female, a girl. So, what do you think we call a romantic partner who is a male, a boy? That's right, boyfriend. So, you probably already knew that, but here's a term you might not have heard before. Significant other. Let's practice that. Significant other. Significant other. Significant other means basically the same as boyfriend or girlfriend, but in a more general sense. Maybe the people don't like the official relationship labels of boyfriend and girlfriend, or maybe they prefer significant other because it's gender neutral. But don't worry, because it's super easy to use in a sentence. Let's practice by repeating Mark's answer using each different term. Yes, I went with my girlfriend. Yes, I went with my girlfriend. Yes, I went with my boyfriend. Yes, I went with my boyfriend. Yes, I went with my significant other. Yes, I went with my significant other. Fantastic. Now, Mark's friend replies by saying, "Cool, how was it?" Your turn. Cool is a very natural, almost automatic way to respond when someone tells you something positive. What are some other English words that mean cool? Okay, good answers. We could also say sweet, nice, awesome, great. But in this case, he says cool. How was it? And Mark tells him, it was great. Let's repeat that answer using those other adjectives we just talked about. It was great. It was sweet. It was nice. It was awesome. It was cool. All right, then the friend says to Mark, "Oh yeah? How was the movie?" Now you say it. One more time. Oh, yeah? How was the movie? When we say, oh, yeah, like that as a question, what do you think that means? Well, it doesn't really mean much. It's just a way to confirm what the person just told you. It's like, oh, really? Oh, is that right? Oh, yeah? Then he follows up with the question, how was the movie? And Mark says, it was really good. I wasn't bored for 1 minute. Your turn. It was really good. It was really good. I wasn't bored for 1 minute. I wasn't bored for 1 minute. That sentence is a really good way to describe something that you found very interesting or exciting. So, if I asked you about a very fun, exciting experience, you could say... That's right. I wasn't bored for 1 minute. So, now that the friend knows that the movie was good, he's interested too. He wants to know more about it. So, he says... That's nice. What was the movie about? Your turn. That's nice. What was the movie about? That's nice. What was the movie about? If you enjoy talking about movies, this is a phrase you need to memorize. So let's practice it one more time. What was the movie about? And finally, Mark says, it was an action movie. Really good. Your turn. It was an action movie. Really good. Well, it sounds like Mark is a fan of action movies. You know, movies like Mission Impossible, Top Gun, Edge of Tomorrow, basically most movies starring Tom Cruise. And what are some other types of movies you can think of? How about horror? Romance? Mystery? Comedy? So, tell me, what's your favorite kind of movie? Personally, I'm a big fan of mysteries and thrillers. But anyway, here we are at the end of the conversation and the end of this class. Let's just listen to the whole dialogue one more time.
Hey, Mark, did you go to the movies last night?
Yes, I went with my girlfriend.
Cool. How was it?
It was great.
Oh, yeah? How was the movie?
It was really good. I wasn't bored for 1 minute.
That's nice. What was the movie about?
It was an action movie. Really good.
All right. Great job. I hope you have enjoyed talking about movies with me. Remember, the more you practice with podcasts like this, the easier it will be to have these types of interesting conversations with other people. So, feel free to practice all the phrases from this class a few more times. But that's it for today. I'll talk to you in another episode of Walk and Talk. Peace.